अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रये भीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 86। अथ महावाक्यार्थो वर्ण्यते इदं तत्त्वमसि वाक्यं संबंधत्रयेण अखंडार्थबोधकं भवति। अथ मीन्स् नौ। After discussing the adhyaropa apavada and the meanings of tvampada and tatpada, we have seen the meanings of tvampada and tatpada in the previous section. What is the meaning of tvampada? Tvampada, vachyartha and lakshyartha, two meanings are there. The vachyartha of tvampada includes three things. One is the vyashti upadhi, and second is upahita chaitanya. Vyashti upadhi plus vyashti upahita chaitanya plus anupahita chaitanya. The upadhi and upahita chaitanya, the consciousness associated with this vyashti upadhi, which is jiva, the individual upadhi and jiva. And these two cannot exist without the anupahita chaitanya. Where is the pot? So this pot, when I say pot space, three things are included. Without three things, there cannot be pot space. Even though it looks as one, three things are included. First of all, this pot, upadhi. And within the pot, upadhi, there is pot upahita space, not chaitanya, pot upahita space. And this pot upahita space, the space conditioned by the pot and pot, where did these two exist? In the space. Unconditioned space. So three things are there in the vachyartha of tvampada. When I say pot space, in fact there are three things included. Even though I see them as one, if you analyze, there are three things. Similarly, in the tvampada also, there are three things. Upadhi, upahita chaitanya and anupahita chaitanya. And there is tatpada. Tatpada vachyartha. The direct meaning of tatpada. What? The samashti upadhi. And samashti upadhi upahita chaitanya. Samashti upadhi is the whole universe, which includes the karana prapancha, sukshma prapancha and sthula prapancha. The whole universe. That is the samashti upadhi. Plus the upahita chaitanya, which is called Ishvara. And the anupahita chaitanya. These three things. Anupahita chaitanya is called shuddha chaitanya or turiya or Brahman. All these are names for anupahita chaitanya, unconditioned chaitanya. So tat is equal to these three. Tvam is equal to that, those three. Samashti. Samashti upadhi upahita chaitanya and anupahita chaitanya. These two are the vachyarthas. Now, what is the lakshyartha? What is the implied meaning of Tvampada? You have to give up the two. The upadhi you have to give up. Upahita chaitanya you have to give up. The anupahita chaitanya, that is the lakshyartha, the implied meaning of Tvampada. Similarly, for Tatpada also, the implied meaning is the same Shuddha Chaitanya. There also Upadhi and Upahita Chaitanya, you have to give up. Like that we saw the meaning of Tvampada and Tatpada. Tvampadartha and Tatpadartha. The padarthas we have seen. The meaning of the words we have seen. Now we have to go for vakyartha. Without padartha jnana, there is no vakyartha jnana. Without knowing the meaning of the words, you cannot understand the meaning of vakya, statement, sentence. Therefore, first he said the padartha. The meaning of the words in the sentence. And now he is telling the meaning of the sentence itself. Mahavakyarthaha. And this vakya which is under discussion. Vakya means a sentence. The sentence under discussion is called Mahavakya. In the Vedanta, there are many sentences. There are many statements. But all the statements need not be Mahavakya. Even though it is a big statement, there may be some sentences which are very big, but even that sentence need not be a Mahavakya. Then what is Mahavakya? That which conveys the whole purport of Vedanta Shastra is the Mahavakya. And the purport of Vedanta is Jivatma is not different from Paramatma. Jiva is not different from Ishvara. You are Ishvara. If a statement conveys this fact, it is called Mahavakya. Aikya. It is Aikya. Aikya of Jivatma and Paramatma. The identity of Jivatma and Paramatma. The oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. That is called Mahavakya. This Mahavakya is there in the Vedanta Shastra. There are many Mahavakyas. Not necessarily one. Generally we take four Mahavakyas. And based on these four Mahavakyas itself, some people have a particular way of teaching based on the four Mahavakyas. They say one is Upadesha Vakya, another is Lakshana Vakya, another is Anusandhana Vakya, and another is Anubhava Vakya. Like that there is a way of teaching. Tattvamasi is Upadesha Vakya. It is meant for teaching. You first say Tattvamasi, you are that. That's also Mahavakya. Then there is a Lakshana Vakya. Prajnanam Brahma. Then there is a Anusandhana Vakya, Aham Brahmasmi, meant for contemplation. And then there is a Anubhava Vakya, Ayam Atma Brahma. Like that, there is a way of telling. It is a way of telling found by some acharyas. Everybody need not follow that. That's a part. Incidentally, I said this. But not necessary that there are, it is not that there are only four Mahavakyas. There are a number of Mahavakyas. Some of them are more direct, more lucidly understandable, that it conveys the Aikya. But some of them you have to think, then only you will understand it is a Mahavakya. Like that there are a number of Mahavakyas in the Vedanta Shastra. So this Mahavakyasya Arthaha, the meaning of this Mahavakya, Varnyate, it is being described. Idam Tattvamasi Vakyam. So which Mahavakya we are taking for analysis? Tattvamasi. And this Tattvamasi Mahavakya is understood differently by some other people who don't belong to the tradition. Because there is a seeming difference between Tvam and Tat. There is a seeming difference between Jiva and Ishvara. Because of this seeming difference between Jiva and Ishvara, they conclude that the difference is real. And if the difference is real, how can Vedanta say Tattvamasi? You are that. Therefore they say, this Mahavakya doesn't convey the oneness of Jiva and Ishvara. Instead, it conveys something different. Maybe a relationship between Jiva and Ishvara. And the relationship implies that they are different. Suppose I say, somebody is the son of Mr. X is son of Mr. Y. It implies that Mr. Y is different from Mr. X. I need not say separately. Therefore, there are some people who say, this Mahavakya doesn't convey identity of Jiva and Brahman. For that, we have a methodology to arrive at the fact that Mahavakya conveys identity of Jiva and Brahman. Mahavakya conveys that the Tvampada and Tatpada both refer to one non-different Brahman. One Brahman which is free from all differences. The Akhandam Brahma. Akhanda means free from all differences. Free from all relations. That is the Artha of this Mahavakya. And that is what is revealed by this Mahavakya. That is why the author says, Akhandartha Bodhakam Bhavati. Bodhaka, it is a revealer of what? The Artha, the meaning which is Akhanda, which is the Brahman, which is free from all differences and free from all relations. Bodhakam Bhavati. And how to understand this? Sambandhatrayena, by means of three sambandhas, by means of three relations involved in the Mahavakya. In order to understand that, this Mahavakya reveals Akhanda Artha, the Akhandam Brahma, we have to understand the three relations which are involved in the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi. And what are these three relations we are going to see? First the author enumerates. Sambandhatrayam nama. Padayoha samanadhikaranyam. पदार्थयोः विशेषण विशेष्य भावः प्रत्यगात्म लक्षणयोः लक्ष्य लक्षण भावश्च इति। संबंधत्रयम्, संबंध मीन्स रिलेशन, त्रया मीन्स त्री। वाट इज संबंधत्रया? संबंधत्रयम् नाम संबंधत्रयास् आर् पदयोः सामानाधिकरण्यम्। नंबर वन, इन महावाक्य देर आर मेनली टू वर्ड्स, तत् एंड त्वम्। वन रेफरिंग टू जीवा, अनदर रेफरिंग टू ईश्वर। दीज टू वर्ड्स आर इन समानाधिकरण। समानाधिकरण मीन्स इन अपोजिशन, अपोजिशन in English. For example, when I say Delhi is the capital of India, Delhi is the capital. Here, Delhi and capital, these two words, do they refer to two different things? They don't refer to two different things. Delhi and capital are one and the same thing. Therefore, the meaning of Delhi is equal to the meaning of the capital, the word capital. These two words are called samanadhikarana, because the meaning is same. Delhi also refers to the same object. Capital also refers to the same object. Even though the words used are different, the meaning is one in a sentence. Such words are told to be in samanadhikarana. In Sanskrit, the word samanadhikarana means the same locus. The locus is same. For a word, what is the locus? The meaning. Here adhikarana means the meaning. So two words referring to the same meaning, when they are used in a sentence, it is called samanadhikarana. Delhi is the capital, you can say. It is in samanadhikaran. Dasharatha putraha ramaha. If I say Dasharatha putraha, son of Dasharatha, Rama, both are in samanadhikaran. So when there are two words used in a sentence, they can be either vyadhikarana or samanadhikarana. Vyadhikarana is another word. Vyadhikarana means two words don't refer to the same thing. When I say Dasharatha's son is Ram, Dasharatha's son, when I say, Dasharatha refers to one person, son refers to another person. They are not in Vyadhikarana. They are not in Samanadhikarana. They don't refer to the same object. Therefore, they are told to be in Vyadhikarana. But when you say Dasharatha Putraha Ramaha, it is not so. Dasharatha Putraha is equal to Rama, Samanadhikarana. So two words are in Samanadhikarana. So in Tatpada and Tvampada, the Tat and Tvam, they are in Samanadhikarana. Tat and Tvam are equated. That is the idea. So, sambandhatrayam nama padayoho samanadhikaranyam. And the second is padarthayoho visheshana visheshya bhavaha. The Samanadhikaranyam will be explained. All these three relations we are going to see in detail later. And the second relation is Padarthayoho Visheshana Vishesha Bhavaha. When we talk of any relations, a relationship requires two things. Relationship between what? You have to ask. So when we say Samanadhikaranyam, between what? Two words. Which words? Tatpada and Tvampada. And the second relationship is between not two words. It is between the two meanings. Padarthayoho visheshana vishesha bhavaha. The visheshana vishesha bhavaha. Visheshana means qualifier. Vishesha means qualified. When I say blue lotus, the blue qualifies lotus. Blue is Visheshana and lotus is Vishesha. This Visheshana Vishesha Bhava means the relationship between two things in the form of Visheshana and Vishesha. One is qualifier and another is qualified. And this relationship exists between not two words but two meanings. That's why Padarthayoho Visheshana Vishesha Bhava. The Visheshana Vishesha Bhava is between two meanings. The meaning of Tatpada and the meaning of Tvampada. And the third relationship is Pratyagatma Lakshanayoho Laksha Lakshana Bhavascha Iti. Pratyagatma and Lakshana. Here, the word Lakshana and Lakshya has to be understood. One is Lakshanam, another is Lakshya. Generally, the word Lakshana is used in the sense of definition. But here, the word Lakshana is used to mean implier. Lakshana means implier. And Lakshya means implied. Implier and implied. So, implier-implied relationship is called Lakshya-Lakshana-Bhavaha. This will become clear later. And what are the two things between this Lakshya-Lakshana-Bhava is there? Pratyagatma-Lakshana-Yoho. Between Pratyagatma, which is the implied, the implied meaning, Pratyagatma, the Chaitanya. And the implier is the Lakshana. Whatever implies this Pratyagatma is the Lakshana. And this implier can be either the Tatpada or Tvampada. Or the meanings of Tatpada and Tvampada. The Vachyartha of Tatpada and Tvampada. Either of them can be taken as the implier. Because here, we have three levels. One is a word, another is the direct meaning, another is the implied meaning. Suppose I say Tvampada. Tvampada has a direct meaning, which is Jiva, and an implied meaning, which is Brahman, Shuddha Chaitanya. Now, this Pada, you can say it implies the Shuddha Chaitanya. Then what happens? This Pada, Tvampada, becomes Lakshana and the Shuddha Chaitanya becomes Lakshya. Pratyagatma becomes Lakshya. That is one way of telling. Or you can say, this Tvampada has this direct meaning, that is jiva. Tvampada artha, tvampada vachyartha, the direct meaning, that can also imply this. This vachyartha implies lakshyartha, you can say. Either you can say the word implies lakshyartha, or the vachyartha implies lakshyartha. Either way you can say. Therefore, the meaning of lakshana can be either the word itself or the vachyartha. So this portion is very palatable. That is why a few people didn't come today. Last week itself I gave an indication. Only this portion, these 3-4 pages are there. After that again it will be okay. We will come back to normal. Yeah. So pratyagatma lakshanayoho laksha lakshana bhavascha, the laksha lakshana bhava sambandha between the pratyagatma, which is implied, and the lakshana. So this is told, this is not told by this author himself, it is told by previous acharyas also. Therefore the author is giving, he is quoting a previous acharya. It is not told in Vedanta Shastra itself, in the Upanishad it is not told. It is not told in Bhagavad Gita also. Then where is it told? It is told in the tradition. The acharyas in the tradition talk like this to convey the meaning. It's all used to convey the meaning properly, without any doubt. So taduktam samanadhikaranyancha visheshana visheshyata lakshya lakshana sambandhaha padartha pratyagatmanam iti taduktam. It is told in Naishkarmya Siddhi, a text written by Sureshwaracharya, one of the disciples of Shankaracharya. He says these three relations are there. I am taking more water also to tell all these things, so the water is empty. Okay. You can get from my room, it is there, yeah. So it's not easy to tell these things. A lot of heat it produces. And the heat has to be cooled. So samanadhikaranyancha visheshana visheshyata laksha lakshana sambandhaha padartha pratyagatmanam iti. Samanadhikaranyam, we have discussed the two words being in the same meaning, two words referring to the same meaning. Visheshana visheshyata, the visheshana vishesha sambandha, between the two meanings. And laksha lakshana sambandha, between the padas or the arthas, the vachyarthas with the lakshyartha. It is between pada artha pratyagatmanam iti. These three sambandhas are where? Between pada, artha and pratyagatma. So pada, the two padas have samanadhikaranya, the two arthas have visheshana visheshya bhava, and between the padas and pratyagatma, or between the arthas and pratyagatma, there is laksha lakshana bhava sambandha. Iti, like that, three sambandhas are there. And now the author is explaining each one with the proper example. Samanadhikaranya sambandhaha tavat, If you study all these things, lot of punya will come. That is why it is very, very important. So, Shravana. See, generally, Vedanta Shastra, for Shravana, who is Adhikari? One who has Adhikaritva. All the readiness is there. If you have readiness, you will get the Jnana by means of Shravana. But suppose you have no readiness to get the Jnana, what will Shravana do to you? The Shravana itself will give you Chitta Shuddhi. The Shravana becomes a means for Chitta Shuddhi. You go through all these classes, which for many people it may not make much sense. Some people may understand, but some people will find it is too much. But it will give Chitta Shuddhi, because you are doing the Shravana with the Shraddha. So it will become it's a part of Karma Yoga. If you are not ready, it is a part of Karma Yoga. If you are ready, it is a part of Jnana Yoga. The Shravana itself. So, Samanadhikaranya Sambandhaha Tavat Yatha Soyam Devadattaha Ityasmin Vakye Tatkala Vishishta Devadatta Vachaka Sashabdasya Etatkala Vishishta Devadatta Vachaka Ayam Shabdasya Cha Ekasmin Pinde Tatparya Sambandhaha Tathacha Tattvamasiti Vakyepi Parokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanya Vachaka Tatpadasya Aparokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanya Vachaka Tvampadasya cha Ekasmin Chaitanye Tatparya Sambandhaha. So, Samanadhikaranya Sambandha. The author is taking an example, a sentence as an example. The example is Soyam Devadattaha. Soyam means Saha Ayam Devadattaha. Saha means He. Ayam means this. That, Saha you can take that. That is this Devadatta. This Devadatta is that Devadatta. You have seen a person called Devadatta 30 years back. 1980 you have seen a Devadatta. 34 years back. Yeah. 1980 you have seen one Devadatta. The same Devadatta came to you. When you saw him in 1980, he was a schoolboy. He had no beard, no mustache. But when you see the Devadatta now, he has totally changed. There is beard, there is mustache, everything is there. The hair is also little grey, slightly. All these changes have taken place. And you are not able to recognize this Devadatta. Then somebody asks, do you recognize him? No. Somebody says, seems to be a little familiar, but you are not able to recognize. Then he says, Soyam Devadattaha. You remember a person called Devadatta. In 1980 you saw. This is that Devadatta. So here, there are two Devadattas. One is Tatkala Vishishta Devadatta. The Devadatta who you have seen in 1980. Tatkala Vishishta. The Devadatta who is conditioned by that Kala. Pertaining to that Kala. That time. And now Etat Kala Vishishta. The Devadatta who you are seeing today. They are seemingly different. But they are equated in this sentence. To show that even though they are seemingly different, they are one and the same person. The two Devadattas are one Devadatta. So, here, Saha and Ayam. Saha means that. Ayam means this. Saha means 1980. Devadatta in 1980. Ayam means Devadatta today. These two are in Samanadhikarana. Because they refer to the same person. In the sentence. Samanadhikaranya sambandhaha tavat. Samanadhikaranya sambandha. The relation in the form of Samanadhikaranya. Tavat. That is the first one. That is why tavat. Tavat means firstly. Yatha as. Soyam Devadattaha ityasmin vakye. In the statement, Soyam Devadattaha. Soyam has to be split as Saha Ayam. Because of Sandhi, it became Soyam. Ityasmin vakye. Tatkala Vishishta Devadatta Vachaka Sashabdasya. The Sashabda. The word Saha. What is the meaning of that? Tatkala Vishishta Devadatta. The Sashabda refers to Tatkala Vishishta Devadatta. The Devadatta pertaining to that time, 1980. Without beard, without mustache. And then, there is another Ayam Shabda. Ayam. That is Etatkala Vishishta Devadatta Vachaka Ayam Shabdasya. Saha refers to Tatkala Vishishta Devadatta. Devadatta in 1980. Ayam refers to Devadatta today. That is Etatkala Vishishta. Devadatta pertaining to this time. Devadatta pertaining to that time and Devadatta pertaining to this time. There are two words. And the two words, even though they refer to the Devadatta pertaining to two different times, Tatparya Sambandhaha. Ultimately, what do they refer to? What is their Tatparya Sambandha? Tatparya Sambandha means, in purport, what do they refer to? As their purport, what do they refer to? Ekasmin pinde, that is for towards one pinda only, the same person. Ekasmin pinde means one person, same person. Both of them refer to. So Saha and Ayam refer to the same person. Tathacha similarly, tattvamasiti vakye api, even in the sentence tattvamasi also, parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya vachaka tatpadasya, the tatpada refers to what? Chaitanya only. But what kind of chaitanya? parokshatvadi visishta chaitanya. The chaitanya conditioned by parokshatva, etc. It is paroksha chaitanya. Ishvara is paroksha. That there is an Ishvara, how do you know? Only by Shastra you know. It is paroksha. Not directly available. It is paroksha. Far away. That. The whole Vedanta Shastra unfolds. The Brahman. By first introducing Brahman. As though it is away somewhere. Paroksha. So it is seemingly paroksha, that Brahman. Because Ishvara is paroksha. You can't see Ishvara. So Ishvara is paroksha. So parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya vachaka tatpadasya. The tatpada which refers to the chaitanya which is paroksha. Aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya vachaka tvampadasya cha. And tvampada refers to what chaitanya? Aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya. Tvampada refers to the chaitanya which is evident. Aparoksha. Because it is very self. Your own self it is. Therefore aparoksha. Tvampada. So one is paroksha, another is aparoksha. Two opposite attributes. There is adi. Because of adi you can take many other attributes also. Tatpada is sarvajna vachaka. Tvampada is alpajna vachaka. The jiva is limited in knowledge. Like that various opposite attributes are there. Even though they have various opposite attributes, like in the Devadatta, ultimately they refer to what? Ekasmin chaitanye tatparya sambandhaha. They refer to one chaitanya. Same chaitanya. Ekasmin chaitanye tatparya sambandhaha. So this is samanadhikaranyam, the relationship in the form of samanadhikaranya between tatpada and tvampada. Now we have to go to the second relationship, that is visheshana vishesha bhava. Visheshana vishesha bhava sambandhastu yatha tatraiva vakye sashabdartha tatkala vishishta devadattasya ayam shabdartha etatkala vishishta devadattasya cha anyonya bheda vyavartakataya visheshana visheshya bhavaha tatha atrapi vakye tatpadartha parokshatvadi visishta chaitanyasya tvampadartha aparokshatvadi visishta chaitanyasya cha anyonya bheda vyavartakataya visheshana visheshya bhavaha. Visheshana visheshya bhava sambandha. Generally we use it, this visheshana visheshya bhava, in our day-to-day life. We say red cloth, yellow cloth. Like that various red flower. Small pot, big pot, all these are visheshana vishesha bhava. One qualifies the other. One is adjective, another is substantive. The adjective qualifies the substantive. But if you look deeper into the visheshana vishesha bhava sambandha, the qualified qualifier relationship, what does this do? Suppose when I say blue lotus, what does it do? The word blue excludes the lotus from everything other than blue lotus. There is a possibility of red lotus. There is a possibility of white lotus. Therefore, when I say lotus, all these lotuses are included. It may be a white lotus, it may be a red lotus, it may be a blue lotus, or any other color, purple lotus, whatever. But when I say blue, the white lotus is excluded, the red lotus is excluded, any other possible color is also excluded. So it excludes. The word blue excludes various other lotuses. The lotus has to be nothing but the blue lotus. Similarly, the word blue, the word lotus also qualifies the word blue. It is not only one way, it is two ways. When I say the word blue excludes other lotuses, the blue has become adjective. The blue has become visheshana, qualifier. And the lotus has become qualified. But when I say the same blue lotus, the lotus also plays the same role. What does it do? There can be a blue pen. There can be a blue cloth. There can be a blue rose. I don't know whether there is a blue rose. Whatever. So many other blue things. But when I say lotus, the blue has to be nothing but lotus. The blue pen is excluded. The blue paper is excluded. The blue cloth is excluded. It has to be lotus. Like that, there is a mutual exclusion. Exclusion of anything other than what is told. So mutually they become excluders of what is not other, what is other than each other. Paraspara bheda vyavartaka they become. The lotus doesn't allow the blue to take anything other than itself. The blue doesn't allow the lotus to take any other color. Like that. It's like a marriage. So this is excluding. Marriage is the exclusion. Excluding everything else. All other people. Only two. Just for joke. So like that. That is visheshana vishesha bhava. So here, again, in the Soyam Devadattaha, the Visheshana Vishesha Bhava is understood first. So, Visheshana Vishesha Bhava Sambandhastu You have read this? No. Read. Yeah. I think we will continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.